Has it ever come to your attention that you're paying for a valuable resource that you're not using? I just had that realization, so I'm going to tell you all about it. Hi, I'm Jen, and this is Positive Babble. Any topic goes around here as long as it's positive. Each week, I'll bring you something to ponder, a quote, a book recommendation, an amazing story, or a special guest. All of this positivity is coming straight to you from the beautiful island of Maui, Hawaii. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode. Hey, hey, aloha, welcome back. I'm so glad that you're here. What did you think of last week's short little tidbit babble with the music? It didn't quite work with the magic mastering on my host platform because I had big ideas for it. I have a friend that uses a different host platform and she is able to put music to her words and it sounds really seamless. But I was really excited that I gave it a shot. I could kind of hear the music over my voice, but I obviously didn't want to drown out my voice. So being a newbie, being a beginner, it's always fun to try new things. Obviously, you heard today's beginning of the podcast is different. I'm just dipping my toes into a couple of different things. So hope you're enjoying a little bit of variety. And yeah, let me tell you about what I just realized literally 5 minutes ago. I was probably aimlessly scrolling social media and just checking out. You know, I always go to my favorite podcasts and see what's new. I always go to my favorite hashtags and see if there's any new mindset stuff because I thrive on the positive mindset little tidbits I get from everywhere. There's so many and it's so good. So that is how I aimlessly scroll. So I was doing that and you know, just looking for material and inspiration and things like that. And I came across someone that I actually have a membership with, and I don't really participate in the membership because, well, you know, work, and I'm learning all these new things in the realm of social media for my work. So I've gotten a little, what would I say, a little burnt out on being on social media so many hours a day. So a little bit of my posting on the personal side, on the podcast side has, you know, fallen to the wayside. But anyway, so I run into one of the membership people reaching out asking if I had access to something. And I realized, why am I not utilizing this really great resource? I've been paying for it for months and they have great information. Why is it that I feel like I don't have time to put toward this membership and really reap the benefits? Because there is so much. As I started really looking and going through my emails and seeing all their newsletters, I was like, man, there is so much good stuff here. Why are you avoiding it? And I really sat with it and I thought, okay, I know exactly why I'm avoiding it. So I reached out for some assistance at the very beginning of, you know, working with this group of people and, you know, they're busy taking on all these things and they weren't really able to hold up their end of the bargain for a while. And finally I reached out and I was like, you know, it's okay. Never mind, because I'm the person that's going to let you off the hook because I know you're busy, or at least that's, you know, kind of how I am. No, it's how I am. There it is. Because I didn't want to feel like a pain or a bother, but I just reached out, gave some feedback and was like, look, I'm letting you off the hook. You're too busy. They came back and were awesome. And we're like, no, we're not too busy. And everything came full circle. But for whatever reason, the initial, what I thought in my head, like the initial slight, the initial not holding up their end until I said something, like stuck with me. And so I don't know, it left like maybe a little bit of a bad taste in my mouth. And I had kind of been avoiding looking through their material and looking over all of the aspects of the membership that I was paying for. And then again, you guys, I'm paying for it. Hello, McFly, you're paying for this. Oh my gosh, how many of you that just heard me say hello, McFly, don't know what I'm talking about? Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Anyway, so I am reaching out to tell you guys, if you are paying for something, a valuable resource, and you're not using it, sit back and really think about why. I'm also realizing that it was a little silly for me to withhold my attention because of one silly interaction that actually, again, came full circle, but for whatever reason, my brain hung on to the negative aspect. I'm so glad that I have become aware that I was doing it, and I'm now going to be able to change that. I'm now going to be able to rewrite the story I'm telling myself about this group, about the coordinators of the group, and I'm going to jump in. I am going to jump in because they have some great stuff and I'm missing out because my brain was being crazy. So if you're paying for something and for whatever reason, you're not giving it your attention, think about why you're not giving it attention. And if there are good reasons and you need to cancel it, cancel it. But if your reasons aren't good, if you're just like I was being like, oh, they're not paying attention to me when I need it, and so I'm not going to pay attention to them. Silly. Stop doing that. Take advantage of that membership or whatever it is and utilize it because you're paying for it. So I am so proud of myself for catching this and sitting with it and thinking about it and having the realization that, hey, everybody's human. You're human. They're human. And you can really gain some great value from paying attention and starting to participate and get over yourself or whatever, because, you know, it's valuable. And I'm now stepping outside of that story that I was telling myself and I'm realizing the value, and now I'm going to take advantage of it. So I forgive myself for all of that, and I'm proud of myself for stepping outside a moment and looking at the bigger picture. I just wanted to share with you so that way you can see that it's okay to have the feelings. I was having all the feelings. And then it's okay to reframe, tell yourself, hey, you know what? I do see value in this. I do need to use it. Or if it isn't valuable, then discontinue and stop paying for it. In my case, I'm very excited that I have reconnected with this avenue of information. So hopefully that will show through in some of my episodes. And to end my little longer positive babble today, I would like to share a quote from the You Are a Badass Desk Calendar, Jen Sincero. You're still one of my faves, girl. Anyway, the walls of your comfort zone are lovingly decorated with your lifelong collection of favorite excuses. Yep, and I am going to be nailing my favorite excuses to the wall because it's time to get busy. That, my friends, is your positive babble of the week. Go out there, spread kindness, love, and joy. And you know what? Spread kindness, love, and joy within your own mind because you deserve it. Have an amazing week. And I will see you inside next week's episode. Thanks for listening. If you've got something positive to share or an idea for the show, that would be fantastic. Please send an email to jen@positivebabble.com. Oh, and hey, while you're at it, follow us on Facebook or Instagram @positivebabble. If you positively love this show, please review us wherever you're getting this podcast from. Have an amazing day.